Good morning, Facebook. This is Larry Phillips. It's the morning of, very early morning of, the 15th of January, 2019. And I'm going to attempt to do the devotional this morning. I'm still fighting this virus. I am doing a lot better, feeling a lot better. I'm having nearly the bad headaches that I was having, but I am still having problems with coffee. Not coffee, but coffee. I've been thinking a lot about good morning, man, Behue. I don't think this is going to be a very long devotional because of my continued coughing, but good morning, Chosen Lee. It's nice to be chosen. There's so many things that we as Christians have to go through in our lives. Many things that we would have never, ever anticipated or thought of that have been placed in our lives to deal with. God is the author. He is the finisher of our faith, but yet we realize that we are given tests in our lives, just like Job was given tests. And if we're one of God's people, we will come forth as gold like Job did. How are we responding to the trials and tests that God puts in our lives? Do we find ourselves wanting to escape into a cocoon and stay there at morning, evening, and noon? Or are we still standing for the truth of God's word? It's a lot easier for us to sit on the sidelines and to twiddle our thumbs, so to speak. When things are brought to our attention, it's our response. It's our response that shows our faith. Nemo Wellhinge, good morning, good evening, whatever the case might be, wherever you're from. We can never forget the fact that we are living in a fallen world. Yes, Jesus has paid the price and completed the work for all of his sheep by dying on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. But there are a whole group of people out there that don't believe that, don't believe the gospel. In fact, they are Luciferian in doctrine. There's a whole mass of people that worship Lucifer. The Masonic Lodge, Albert Pike, the Grand Master of the Masonic Lodge, reveals in his book, Morals and Dogma, that Lucifer is the light bearer. And Adonai, which is the Lord, is the dark one that got things reversed. Scripture tells us that they will call evil good and good evil. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. All of these other religions are just that. They are a religion of works, whether it's Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Arminianism. So, we have to constantly be in the Word of God. We have to remember the scripture that says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my God, my strength and my redeemer. Jesus Christ is the rock of our salvation. There's a lot of discussion right now going on about what constitutes biblical cosmology. I think that we can be very certain of what the Bible has to say about that. He says in the 19th Psalm, well, you can read it for yourself, but the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. A lot of people that deny the firmament. You know, good morning, James Raj Raw. Appreciate you coming with us this morning. Nemo Wellhinge. Lisa France Perez. Chosen Lee. Nan Bua. God has his remnant. They're scattered, but he has his remnant. Whenever a Christian takes a stand for the Bible, they are attacked and they are maligned by the forces of darkness. But fear not, for God has overcome the wicked one. He is victorious. It's good to know that he is the victor. But there's a lot of people out there that don't want to believe in the absolute nature of the Word of God and what God says. Many today are calling black white and white black. 50 Shades of Grey, right? Confusing the gender roles. Compromising with the Roman Catholic Church, trying to fellowship with Rome. Denying the absolute perversion of homosexuality. Denying a 6-day literal creation. Upholding Darwinian evolutionary lies. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But it's a mocking of their own creator. They worship the creation over their creator. So what we believe is very important. If we believe the Bible, if we believe what God says, we will embrace his teachings and his word. The only way we're going to embrace the teachings of Christ is if we've been born again by the Spirit of God. Man thinks he can save himself through his own choices and his own free will, which does not exist. man is born and conceived into a state of sin. And he needs to, quoting Christ, John 3, be born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. Jesus' death on the cross just didn't make it possible that men could be saved. Jesus' death on the cross made it absolutely certain that all that the Father had given him would be saved. There's a big difference. Today's modern day seminaries, and I call them cemeteries, are touting a lot of false doctrine. They have a lot of philosophers that have bought into the humanistic system. A lot of it stems from Babylonian Kabbalah and Talmud teachings that are Luciferian in doctrine. Pope Francis is a liar, a deceiver, an antichrist. Some of the remarks that he's made across the world are an attack on the Bible and blaspheming Jesus Christ. Good morning, Gabriel Roney. Glad to have you with us this morning. But the Roman Catholic Church is steeped in Babylonian sun worship. And they also are taking a lot of their philosophies from the Kabbalah, which is a Babylonian, Luciferian doctrine. This is why Jesus Christ came against the Pharisees, the scribes, the hypocrites. He says, in vain you worship the traditions of men, your fathers. Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. And they deny that. Pope Francis has kissed the Quran. There's only one mediator between God and man, and it's not the Quran. It's the man, Christ Jesus. The Bible's not just another book. You can go on YouTube and do a tour of the Masonic Lodge in Washington, D.C., where Albert Pike is buried. And they have the Masonic Bible. They have the Quran and other documents, and they say they are all equal in value. The Bible's not just another book. It is God breathed, the living word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So either God's Word is true or it is not. And when it states that man was born in 6 days, and the evening and the morning were the first day, and the evening and the morning were the second day, when the Bible talks about he created two great lights, one to rule the day and one to rule the night, it says two great lights. It doesn't say one light and one that would be a reflector of that one light, the moon. No, it doesn't say that. Created two greats. Good morning, Armand Bhatti. I was traveling in the Ozarks and we came upon this really unusual tree. And you could tell over time it had continued to grow, and it was bent like this, almost halfway to the ground. Big tree. And I commented to my wife, that's a John Wesley tree. That's a John Wesley tree. John Wesley taught that we had a bent towards sin. No. Scripture teaches something totally different than that. We're not just bent towards sin when we're born. We're not still in God's image. We were originally created in God's image, but something happened in the Garden of Eden. Jesus said to Adam and Eve, he said, in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. And they did spiritually die. And for all of God's elect, the only thing that's going to be a remedy for spiritual death is life. You must be born again. Well, Jesus paid an awful cost when he laid his life freely and took on the suffering and the shame and bore his people's sins. Shedding his precious blood, paying the ransom. Thanks be to God who died on Calvary to give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's kind of my thoughts this morning. God's grace is marvelous. It's wonderful. It doesn't hide evil. It exposes evil. It exposes our own evil hearts, our own waywardness, our own wickedness. And if we are his people, causes us to flee to Christ. He is the propitiation of our sins. We are told in Hebrews to come boldly to the throne of grace where we might find grace to help in time of need. Christ was slain from the foundation of the world. You know, we were chosen in him if we're one of his. We were chosen in him from the foundation of the world. We were adopted in the family of God, predestinated unto adoption. And if you and I have been predestinated unto adoption, we can be assured of one thing, that is, that God does never adopt his children. He gives unto them eternal life, not temporary life. And we can cry unto him, Abba, Father. There's a lot of deceit going on in the halls of people that call themselves grace. Grace is often represented in grace churches as compromising everything. Being so open-minded, your brains fall out. Denying biblical cosmology. Denying evil in the world. Not exposing the underhanded tactics of many of our founding fathers. Not exposing the Jesuits. Not exposing the Masonic Lodge. Not exposing the Roman Catholic Church. Not exposing Arminianism. Good morning, Mr. Mukhtar. We know that God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary for all of his people. But we are not to hide our heads in the sand and pretend that evil does not exist in the world. if we deny what Christ said about himself in creation, he says, if I tell you of earthly things and you don't believe, how can I tell you heavenly things? Well, I hope you'll think on these things this morning. We see the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We see on the internet all the vulgarity, pornography, much of what goes on YouTube, even Facebook. Lots of things that are placed on Facebook are absolutely shaking their fist in the face of God. We should pray that God would give us a hatred for all the sin, and that we would come to hate sin in our own lives, to flee to the cross of Jesus Christ. Pray that we would not return to the beggarly elements of this world. Remember the story of Lot? He wanted the easy plains. He picked out the easy plains. And as a result, he was vexed with the filthy conversation of Sodom. We need to abhor the evil around us and pray that God would give us a hatred for sin, cause us to run from it. Pray that God would give us continued grace and mercy. Pray that God would not allow us to be conquered by sin and death and hell. Only Christ can give us victory over sin and cause us to walk in his truth. Even while we're living in the midst of Babylon, probably one of the greatest trials we'll ever have to face in our lives is our own families. That's been my experience. Our own families, siblings, maybe even parents, maybe aunts, uncles, grandparents, whatever. That's why it's very important that we have fellowship with those of like faith, share our burdens, build one another up. Well, it's good to know that God is ruling and reigning in heaven. Scripture tells us that he's making intercession for us. I'm sure glad that's the case. We don't rely on our own faith. We rely on the faith of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people propagating that there's going to be a ruling and reigning rebuilding of its third temple in Jerusalem, and that these people that are doing it are chosen of God. They're not. They're Kabbalists. They hate Jesus Christ. They spit in Jesus Christ's face. And yet, the United States has given the state of Israel literally billions of dollars. Trump can talk about America first all he wants. But let me tell you what trumps Trump in Trump's mind. And that's the state of Israel. And his godless son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and the absolute filth perpetrated by the documents that Kushner upholds and the state of Israel upholds, which is the Talmud and the Kabbalah. That's the truth. Well, I'm glad to know God is in control. He's sovereign over evil. There's a purpose in all of this. Like I said, we are being put through the fire of affliction. But let me tell you one thing. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, if my kingdom was of this world, I would tell my subjects to fight. What did he tell Peter? Put up thy sword. Those that live by the sword die by the sword. There is more power with God than with Satan. I can tell you that. Jesus Christ created Lucifer. He was a non-elect angel. And why did Christ create Lucifer? That Jesus Christ would be glorified. The same reason he created Pharaoh. Look in Romans 9. Well, Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated, the children not being yet born, not having done any good or evil, while yet in Rebekah's womb, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. It is not of him that runneth, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. So there are dark forces in our world. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, full of grace and truth. And so whatever we do in our lives, we should do all to the glory of God. And we must be diligent to be truth tellers and not deceivers. And not liars, and not cheats, and not Good Morning Nehemiah Bible schools. Don't put out lies, but to embrace the truth of the sovereign grace of God, true grace. Okay, not compromising. Deceitful lies. That's not grace. Well, I'm going to end with just asking a question. Why? Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would He love me before the foundation of the world? Why would He suffer and die on the cross? Why would He pay such a tremendous cost? Why would He promise to come again for me? Why would He send a comforter while I await His return? Why would He love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because He loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to His Son. He did it because of an eternal pact between the three in one, the victory He has won. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was His eternal plan. May the good Lord be with you today. May He bless you and keep you and cause His face to shine upon you and give you joy and peace that passeth all understanding. God bless.